this week, we're going to focus on college students. And since you teach college students, you're peeling back the curtain a bit, and you're going to give them some tips to succeed.
Yes, the secrets from a professor about how you can be successful in college.
And are you going to get in trouble for sharing these?
I might. Hopefully none of my colleagues are listening, but no. Well, one of the most important things to be successful in the college is just showing up, right? And I think that, you know, as simple as that sounds, it's actually one of the biggest things that many students struggle with. And I think that comes back to the idea that, you know, you're in charge now, right? For most of your education, especially in high school, you know, there are rules. And if you're not in class, you're going to get a detention. There's something bad's going to happen. For the most part in college, and here's sort of my secret as a professor, I'm going to teach the class whether you're there or not, right? And I'm not likely going to personally hunt you down if you're not in the classroom. And I think that level of freedom can be tricky to navigate, right?
Which is interesting because incoming freshmen especially should be more primed to get up than at any other point in their lives because they just came out of high school.
Sure. You would think so. And for many, it is the case. But, you know, skipping class is almost always going to be a bad idea, not just because you miss material, but also because, you know, I tend to notice students who are there or not, or I tend to notice only students who are there. Right. And that's another piece of this. Professors are humans. Right. And I tend to take an interest in students who are trying and are motivated in the class. And I'm more likely to notice when they're struggling. I'm more likely to, you know, suggest, you know, ways to improve. The only way to figure that out is to be, you know, in the game, in the room.
Do you have an attendance policy, or is it just the information not gained that's the, I guess, the punishment for not attending?
Well, that varies for classes. In many of my classes, I don't have a, you know, you're required or your grade, you know, you're going to lower your letter grade, but I have activities and assignments that are only available in class. So for many of my classes, the only way to earn points is to show up. Right. And I do that because I know that putting a, you know, incentivizing showing up is one way to make sure it's worth students' while. Right. And, you know, and I think that's another piece is, you know, when you have a whole buffet of different classes and opportunities, find professors you like. You know, the different learning styles are out there. There are different ways of teaching. You know, after you get through the first semester or two, you're going to have a better sense of what sort of classes you enjoy. And if you find a faculty member you like, take every class they offer. Right. Because oftentimes that can help you get in the room, help make it more worth your while to be in class. So that's the first piece, showing up. And then the second one, keeping with the theme, is speaking up. And, you know, this one is really important because the only way that you're going to learn and change and know if you know something or not is to demonstrate and try to demonstrate that you know it, right? And so basically you don't know what you don't know until you try to figure out what you know. Right. And this often happens. And this is when I teach my freshman class, which I often do teach, is, you know, at the first day, I'll deliberately explain something in a confusing manner. That's my excuse for every time I don't make sense, by the way. It's always deliberate. But and then I'll ask, does that make sense? Anyone have any questions? And almost never since I've been doing this demonstration will someone raise their hand. Never once has someone interrupted me and said, I don't get it. That didn't make sense. You just contradicted yourself.
And you specifically prompt the class to have someone do that.
Exactly. And so why don't we speak up when we don't understand something?
Is it a matter of respect?
Well, I like that one. That's a good one. I'll go with that. Maybe, but I think it's often we're afraid of looking stupid, right? If you raise your hand and say, hey, I don't get it, you know, your mind's sort of telling you, but everyone else gets it. I'm going to look stupid. Everyone's going to think I'm an idiot. This is a bad question. And, you know, one of my mentors had a great sort of saying with that. He sort of often offered students an invitation. He said, you can either look stupid or be stupid. Which would you prefer? And it's a little crass, but I think it gets at the fact that for the most part, talking out loud, asking questions, you know, helps you learn more. You get more out of the class. And, you know, 99.9% of the time, you're not going to look stupid. And even if you do, who cares? If it means that you're going to know whether or not you know the material, get the explanation you need and help you in the course.
Do you enjoy classes more where there's a lot of student participation?
Absolutely. And it's something I'm working to include more of in the classroom because we know that when we look at sort of models of teaching and learning, active engagement is key. Right, getting involved and not just regurgitating or trying to memorize, but really trying to understand and practice understanding seems to be one of the essential components in helping you remember this information later on, right? Because believe it or not, eventually college becomes more than just what's on the test. You're learning skills that are going to last your entire career, whether it's public speaking, writing, learning to sort of go out and research information. And those things really can be valuable. So I think that's another tip is, you know, and Mark Twain probably said it best, is don't let, you know, education or schooling interfere with education. And I'd say do both, right? You obviously want to get the grades, you want to get your degree, but so many of the opportunities in college come outside the classroom or come as additional experiences, right? Two students can be in the same class, they can both get the same grade, but one can get way more out of it. And often that involves, you know, visiting faculty during office hours. Believe it or not, I sit in my office at least 8 hours a week with the sole purpose of meeting with students. And I actually enjoy it, right? Because for me, it's a break from writing emails or writing all the other things I do. But it's an opportunity to have discussions, not just about things you found interesting in class, things that are confusing, but also, and here's a discussion I really wish I had when I was an undergraduate student, what do I do after I get my degree? Right? You know, one of the best ways to go out and be successful after college is to link what you're doing to a career you're interested in. Faculty can be a great resource. There are lots of great internships and other experiences, volunteering. All those sorts of things sum up to involve the college experience. So the classroom's important, showing up's important, but getting involved beyond that, I think, is also one of the big things that distinguish students who are successful, who go off and find really great careers right after college, and students who might struggle a little bit more, even if they still have a degree. What else then, I think, is get involved even broader, not just, you know, the academic side, but there's more, you know, hope my colleagues aren't listening, but there's more to college and classes, right?
No.
I know, right? Those are important, but finding ways to get involved in the community. You know, the way I like to think of it is college is sort of a buffet. There's very few stages or places in your life where the number of different activities, clubs, organization, events is happening around you the way it is in college, right? And it's an invitation to try things out, right? With basically no commitment, right? You wanted to learn pottery, you probably can go to the ceramic studio. There'll probably be an open house. Give it a try. You know, go to the Japanese Film Festival. Go try International Cuisine Night. It's happening all around you, and it's easy to miss up, right? So, you know, studies, you know, I have to say it, you know, should come first, and you want to make sure that you're, you know, doing well in your classes, excelling in that area, but also take advantage of everything the school has to offer. You know, I heard the marching band walking on my way to the studio this morning, and, you know, go get involved, see a game, join. I think that's the way to get the most out of the experience.